Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our next guest, NFL linebacker. He was on the Buccaneers last season, but he's also a renaissance man. He's a speaker. He's a podcaster. He's also working hand-in-hand with the community, doing some amazing things there. He's got a new book named Let the World See You, How to Be Real in a World Full of Fakes, which is out now. Joining us this morning here on the show is Sam Acho. Sam, good morning.
Good morning, DA. How you doing?
I'm great, buddy. How you doing?
I'm great, man.
Okay, so your book, How to Be Real in a World of Fakes, is perfect for this moment right now in time, especially football-wise. This weekend, Le'Veon Bell goes on social media and starts liking all of the tweets about Adam Gase getting fired. Now, is that being real or is that being fake? Because he didn't actually say it. He just liked other people on social media that were saying it.
Well, that's definitely being real. And sometimes there are these cases, people say when keeping it real goes wrong.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going wrong. I think that's keeping it real. Obviously, you saw with Jamal Adams, some of the people say he was a disgruntled player and he should have stayed. Well, he decided to leave, went to Seattle, and Seattle obviously is doing unbelievable. Well, fast forward, you see Le'Veon Bell get released, and Adam Gase says, oh, we don't want him. He didn't want to be part of the team. Let's get rid of him. And now you see what happens. And so, yeah, I think, first of all, with Le'Veon Bell and Jamal Adams, those are two really good players. And sometimes you got to listen to the player, right? The coach might say one thing, but the players, if a multitude of players are saying, man, there's something about this culture or this team, it might be wise to listen to him.
So you played in the NFL, you have played, and you continue to hope to play as well as you're a free agent right now. When you looked around NFL locker rooms, both coaches, staff, maybe PR, maybe media, where did you see the fakes?
Man, in all reality, and that's a lot of what my book is about, you see it everywhere, not just NFL locker rooms. You see it in businesses. You see it in bars. You see it at home a lot of times. I saw it in myself. I saw myself pretending to be something I wasn't, right? Even in the NFL, right? People know I'm a Christian, and so it's like, oh, well, I would get mad, or I would get in a fight, and guys would be like, well, hey, man, you're not supposed to get mad. Christians don't get angry. And I'm like, nah, dude, I'm a fierce competitor, a fighter, a warrior, and I love God. You can do both, right? People also know I love learning, right? Got my MBA from the number one international business school in the world. I didn't even tell any of my teammates because I didn't want them, or my coaches, or the scouts, or the general manager to think that I wasn't fully invested in football. You talked earlier about being a renaissance man. And so, anyways, I saw the fake within myself, but I also saw it in locker rooms and everywhere, really.
So when you say, you know, you were hiding who you were because maybe you felt like you didn't fit in, did you eventually just go, okay, all these things that I've accomplished, the person that I am, I'm just going to put it all out there and then see how people respond? What was the turning point?
Yeah, in so many ways it was. It wasn't necessarily, it's two pieces. You know, part A, it wasn't just all the stuff I accomplished. It's more so like who I am, right? Part of the accomplishment is, yes, you know, MBA and all the things. But who I am is somebody who loves people, right? I'm super, like, emotionally intelligent, or you could say sensitive, call it what you want, right? I just feel for people and with people. And I wanted to sit and listen and learn, and most celebrity athletes don't do that, you know? And so that's not an accomplishment. It's just part of who I am. And so it finally got to a point. I actually was a week before my fourth year with the Chicago Bears, a week before training camp. And I remember just sitting down and being just devastated because all the stuff on the outside that people saw didn't match up with what was going on the inside in my heart. On the outside, it looked like things are going great and you're awesome and life is good. On the inside, I was really, really struggling. And so I remember sitting down with a friend who is a guy who happened to be there for me. And I said, man, I just need to get back to football. I need to get back to the season, get back to my job, and I'll be okay. And he knew about some of the struggles in my marriage with me pretending, in my relationship with my kids, friends, family. And he knew about that. And I said, I got to get back to football. He said, hey, man, if that's how you are right now, if that's how you feel now, I'm actually worried about what happens when football's taken away from you, when you retire. Right? And so he's kind of just talking me through this. To answer your question, it wasn't just a point. I just said, I'm going to go and be me. Right? As we're kind of having this conversation, I found myself 6'3", 260 pounds. I found myself in tears, crying at a restaurant in Chicago. And he looks at me, my buddy who's known me for the last 10 or so years, he looks at me and he says, hey, Sam, it's really nice to see you. I'm like, what do you mean? He said, it's good to see you. It's good to see that you're human, right? And so you talk about this idea of, like, letting the world see you with my book that just came out yesterday, 2 days ago, right? It's available on Amazon. Your book, this is the idea. But most importantly, to be loved.
Sam Acho joins us, NFL linebacker here on CBS Sports Radio. And as he mentioned, new book is now out, and that is Let the World See You. A lot of people deal with a lot of things that you just mentioned. What was the problem in your marriage that you needed to identify?
Yeah, I was just pretending, man. Not even that. Like, I would just get out, like I would get. We all have our ways of coping, right? So if I was angry or whatever, I didn't want anybody, including my wife, to see me get angry, right? I wanted to act like I had it all under control. But around that time I started talking to a therapist. As my therapist, as my counselor says, he says, hey, man, the body keeps the score. Body keeps the score. So you could try to pretend and suppress all you want, but sooner or later, it's going to come out. For some people, it comes out in bursts of anger. Some people are drinkers, right? Some people, I mean, it's like we have these different ways of coping. And eventually my body was saying, Sam, you have to stop pretending. And then also with my kids too, right? Like kids, well, I got a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, a 2-year-old, love my kids, but I'm all of a sudden getting instantly annoyed, instantly leave me alone, get out of here, whatever, you know? And it's like, that's not me. Like the real me wants to hang out and play and love them well. And so something was missing. And so for me, even honestly going to counseling was super helpful. Just talking about my emotions, right? The dude I met with, he said, hey, I got a question for you, Sam. He said, what do you do when you get angry? And my response was, well, I just try not to get angry. And he said, well, come on, man. Just let me know, what do you do when you get angry? And I said, I just don't get angry. And he looked at me again. He said, Sam, he said, everybody gets angry. So what do you do when you get angry? This was a week after my talking with my first friend who saw me in tears, whatever. So what do you do when you get angry? And as he asked me again, if I could just pierce right through my soul, and I just started to break down and cry. And as I'm now crying in front of this counselor, he looks at me and he says, hey, Sam, taps me on the shoulder. He says, it's nice to see you. Right? It's nice to see you. And so we all have different sides to us, right? All of us, we have, you know, there's like a child a little bit, a little kid who just wants to play and have fun and go out with the guys and do your thing, right? But then they're also and that last piece that oftentimes can come out is the shadow, right? The shadow, the piece that says, oh, you're not good enough, or you got to go harder, or no one's going to love you in so many ways. And what I realized was that my adult, the one who said, hey, I understand that, you're tired, right? But you got to get rest, take care of yourself, all the things. I wasn't really being me. I wasn't letting the real me, right? Even the little kid in me come out.
Sam Acho joins us. He played his college ball at Texas, has played in the NFL for the Cardinals, Bears, Bills, and last year the Buccaneers. So let me ask you about seeing you honestly. You're a free agent now. You played for the Buccaneers last year. The Buccaneers obviously right now were a very good football team with designs on a deep playoff run. Does it hurt you that they're doing this without you?
You know what? It doesn't, but let me give you a big but, right? Because I was watching the game last Thursday, right? The Buccaneers versus the Bears, two of my former teams, my two most recent teams. And I was actually rooting for the Bucs in a lot of ways, right? I thought I was going to be back in Tampa Bay. My last meeting with the people there last season, the exit interviews, they said, we want you back. That was what I was told. But see, I also, like I said, I'm a Christian. So I was praying, like, God, is this what I really want or where I want? And I really felt like this feeling like, man, hey, I feel like God said, hey, Sam, you're going to play as long as you want to play. Right? And with that being said, it seems as if a lot of the desires of my heart are starting to shift. Now, if I'm being totally honest, if there's a team I want to go back to, it's probably Tampa Bay. It's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, right? I played there last year. Those are my same coaches from when I was in Arizona with Bruce Arians and Todd Bowles. I got a lot of respect there. And so if they did call, I probably would say yes. It's not a 100% answer, right? Because like I said, with the book coming out, right? This book got up to number one on Amazon and in the football category, and also number one in football biographies. I'm getting a chance to speak and encourage people and let them know the freedom that I got from being me as well. But to answer your question, I'm not hurt that they're doing well. Now, granted, when Chicago was doing well last year, and as soon as I left, I was hoping they were losing some games, right? Like I was glad they were 8-8. You know, and so it took me some time to heal a little bit. Now I'm rooting for the Bears. Got a lot of good buddies who play for the Bears. But yeah, I think I'm transitioning in a lot of ways, DA, to life after football.
Sam Acho joins us this morning on the show. So Mitchell Trubisky is an interesting case study for what you're talking about, being real, being honest, being yourself. It has felt like at times Trubisky, by virtue of being the number two pick overall, has tried to wear the cloak of the franchise quarterback without actually being honest about who he was. It feels like he's kind of acting a little bit. When you were there, did you feel like Trubisky was honestly the guy, or was he trying to play the role of the guy?
Yeah, I disagree in a lot of ways, and maybe I'm a little bit biased because, you know, Mitch is my homie and I've played with him for a couple years. I think any player, any human, anybody, right, who's in any job, you believe that you can do it, right? Most people believe, a lot of people, even me, sometimes I didn't believe I could do it, but I got to, you know, some people say, man, believe, and then it's going to happen, right? With Mitch specifically, if you go back and look at history a little bit, his first year as a quarterback with John Fox, I think we had Mike Glennon, the quarterback as well, he got thrown in, end of the season, right? And everybody knew what we were doing. We were run, run, pass, first down run, second down run, third down pass, predictable. Second year came in, okay season. But then you saw what happened when he had 2018 with Matt Nagy as a new coach, right? 12-4, you know, setting records, Pro Bowl, et cetera. So I wouldn't say there was any pretending with Mitch. Anybody who knows Mitch keeps it real. Mitch is Mitch. He keeps it real. So I wouldn't say there's any pretending. And even the quarterback competition this specific offseason, right? You believe you're the guy. I believe I'm the guy. We all believe we're the guy. And Mitch actually was chosen in a lot of ways to be the guy. And then he throws one interception, then he gets benched, right? So for me, that's not him pretending. That's maybe whoever made the decision that said you're the guy. That guy could be pretending, you know what I mean? And so I just never saw it. So I see it a little bit differently. I see it a little bit differently. And I see Mitch, if anybody keeps it real, keeps it 100, it's Mitch and a lot of those guys in that Bears locker room.
Excellent stuff. Sam Acho joining us this morning here on the show. The book is Let the World See You, How to Be Real in a World of Fakes. It's on sale now. As you just heard Sam mention, Amazon, it's very high in their rankings, number one on the football list, so easy to find. Very good reviews right now. Let the World See You. That's the title of the book. Sam, outstanding stuff, man. Thanks so much. Hopefully we can do this again.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks so much, DA.
My pleasure. Sam Acho joining us this morning here on the show. Good stuff.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.